Hi, everyone. Welcome to Project Mindy, a podcast about the work of Mindy Kaling in pop culture. Today, I'm joined by my friend Kalindi from the Housewives Heretics podcast, and we're talking about Never Have I Ever, Season 3, Episode 6, Never Have I Ever Had a Breakdown.
So this episode is just about Ben, and Andy Samberg is narrating like last time. Did mm-hmm. you and I talk about the Ben episode last season?
I can't remember. I don't think so.
Wait, was there a Ben episode or am I thinking the Paxton episode?
I think there was a Ben episode. Yeah, there was. Yeah, because Andy Samberg was his narrator then too. And did you notice that there was a pop star poster behind his bed?
No, so I was rewatching it and I was like, wait, what are the posters behind his bed?
Yeah, the middle one's Pop Star, which is Andy Samberg's movie.
Oh, so that was like a hint. I thought it would mm-hmm. all be like Columbia stuff.
Yeah, I did too. But I think it's like little Easter eggs.
So I am not, like, I remember when Andy Samberg was like the alternative hottie or whatever, like that was a long time ago. But I see ads for Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but like I've never watched it. Do you?
I haven't watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but I love Andy Samberg and I love Incredibad, their Lonely Island, the first album. I know every word to every song. I'm like crazy about them.
Yeah, that's what I know of him, but I know he's like been in other stuff, but I'm I don't know. So did we know Ben was like such a workout like fiend? We opened the episode and he like is immediately doing push-ups.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that we know more, you know, it was more like Paxton was the workout guy and Ben was the intelligent one. But I mean, I would think he would work. He's mentioned like a personal trainer or something. I think before.
But how interesting that Davey has been with two guys who are like super physical.
I know.
So his parents are in Arizona and they explain why later. But I was surprised that his mom was also gone because he always talks about his dad being like this big lawyer. But do we know what his mom does?
Yeah, I always got the impression that she just kind of goes with him or is just, you know, caught up in charity events, you know, very Real Housewives.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But it seems she like also goes with him. I thought they could have done a fun thing with her being like out of touch, you know, like Housewives and like throwing money at him or whatever.
Maybe they will next season.
I hope so. Yeah. So the funny thing about the whole, was it beef jerky that he was eating?
Yeah, it was like Slim Jims or so, like, but they keep calling them meat sticks.
Were they not allowed to say Slim Jim?
I'm guessing they weren't. Yeah. Because I was so confused by that. I was like, I've never called it a meat stick. Like, that sounds perverse.
It sounds weird. Yeah, okay. I didn't even go there, but yeah, you're totally right.
I eat is meat sticks all day long.
Like the kind you get at the gas station, like. That's what he was eating, right?
Like a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Not a Slim Jim, just the actual food.
Jim. I like get it. He's like on the go or whatever. I thought it was such like an interesting choice to not have it be like, I don't know, some like protein bar or something. Because I tried, well, not keto because people get so inflamed about it, but just like a low carb thing. And they're always like, oh, beef jerky is the best snack.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's all about like increasing like for some protein. People. Like high protein. But I didn't know. I just didn't expect that to be like his like food of choice.
Yeah, I agree. Or maybe like something really fancy, like something rich people eat, you know, like one of the smoothies or something like that. But I guess he can't have temperature control because he's always on the go.
Yeah, he can't carry a cooler around. He needs both hands. Did you watch Gilmore Girls?
Yes.
Okay, so it was a total Rory Gilmore with wanting to go to Columbia since he was a kid.
Yes, totally.
And sorry, I meant to rewatch this episode before we talked about it, and then we didn't. Did his dad go to Columbia?
Yeah, his dad went to Columbia, and that's why he wanted to go. Yeah.
So he wanted to go to Columbia because his dad wanted to go to because his dad went, but his dad didn't necessarily push him into going like Lorelai did to Rory
with Harvard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that he just has high expectations on him to just always be the best. And so in Ben's mind, Columbia is the best because that's where his dad went. And so I don't think it would have been like a Harvard versus Yale, like Rory and Lorelai versus Richard and Emily battle.
Yeah. And I do like is she the nanny or the housekeeper or just everything?
Yeah, I think she's just everything. Patty.
She seems so nice. Like, I'd love to have someone bring me breakfast to my room.
I know. My grandparents used to do that stuff for me, though. So I was really spoiled.
So cute.
Yeah. They were angels. I would, like, call down and tell them what I wanted that day, and they would have it ready for me.
Oh, I love it. Yes. But now we have, like, we're, like, hyper-conscious about, like, having bugs in our house, so I would never eat, like, upstairs in my room.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I usually would come down for it, like, on my way out, but my grandma would, like, flick the hallway light to let me know when it's ready. So I'd be like, okay, on my way.
Oh, my God.
Great service. Fancy. Great service in the Kazad household.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't fancy at all. It was just loving angels.
Yes. Then they kind of go through, like, his school, like, assignments. And then they said something about a diorama, which I thought those were, like, for, like, elementary school.
Maybe right? It's a really advanced one. I don't know. I was really confused by all of the assignments. He has 10 classes. And so I was just overwhelmed by the massive amount of work he's doing.
Why was he even allowed to take that? Like, you think that would have been flagged, like, at the beginning of the year, right?
Yeah, you would definitely think. And it's the second semester of their junior year, so I don't understand why the principal would just be coming now to say you need to drop classes.
Yeah, I guess for the case of the story, but, like, I wouldn't even think you'd be allowed to, like, skip lunch.
Skip lunch, yeah.
Yeah, that seems extreme. So, do you remember at the beginning of the show this season, they were, I don't know why exactly they did this, but, like, the principal was also going to be the guidance counselor.
Yeah.
But now she's, like, full into guidance counselor mode, like, yes. To everyone.
Yeah, she's on her shit.
Is this, maybe they just, like, didn't want to have, like, another actor be the guidance counselor and, like, one be the principal or something.
Yeah, I think that it's hard, especially with minor roles. Once you have this many cast members that you actually have backstory for, it's hard to keep, like, minor characters straight. You know what I mean? Like, if they would only see them one time, what's the point of having two different actors?
And I feel like the principal was in, like, almost every episode this season.
Yeah, she was everywhere, booked and busy. But I guess to show that they're getting older, so the pressure of college and everything is more apparent because she's on Paxson for the essay, right? His college essays. Yeah.
But I also was like, I don't know, because Indra and I talked about, like, how our guidance, like, department in high school is, like, didn't care at all. So, like, would the guidance counselor be, like, after Paxton to be like, you need to send me your essay, like, now so I can personally go through it?
Probably not.
And I was confused because it's second semester and I thought you have to apply in the fall, like, from what I remember.
Yeah, I mean, if he's going to, like, local colleges and stuff, maybe he is, like, there's a later deadline or maybe he already did apply, but somehow the college essay wasn't due right away. Who knows?
Yeah.
You never know in TV world. It's crazy.
And we still are, like, not sure because is Sherman Oaks, like, a terrible public high school or is it, like, one of the really good public high schools? Because this season they're like, oh, it sucks and, you know, the private schools are way better.
I think it's a really good one, even though, I mean, private schools always think they're better because you pay a ton of money. So any public school, people are going to say isn't up to par. But I think considering how many like genius students they have, I would think that it's a really good one.
Yeah. But I was surprised that like Ben seemed to not have many friends, but I thought he would have a group of like similarly school-oriented friends. Like Fabiola has like her robot friends.
Yeah, maybe that's why there's so much like banter with him and Davey always, because that's really all they had. Well, he had, like, yeah. She has other friends.
But I was like, oh, does he have like terrible social skills or something?
Yeah, duh. Everyone always
None of the
him.
Nerds want to.
He's an asshole.
And I mean, we do know that he, like he wanted to go to the basketball, like the Lakers game. Mm-hmm. Like he does do some stuff.
Yeah, you would think that there would at least be some opportunists in that high school that would just hang out with him because he's rich as shit.
Yeah, I would.
Same. I'd be like, I'll go to the Lakers game. Okay.
Do Ben and Paxton at this point, like, hate each other? Are they indifferent? Like, what is their relationship exactly?
I think it's still super awkward because they were both cheated on with the other one. And I think that Ben probably hates Paxton because he still has feelings for Davey. And then,
right. Yeah,
that Paxton's probably just kind of indifferent.
And like they sort of go, okay, I was surprised. Like, I know Davey's mom is like strict with having boys and stuff, but like, why is she always in her room with boys studying? Like, I was just surprised that she would even like try to close the door and stuff if her mom was going to freak out.
Yeah. I feel like that she just, I don't know, maybe that one of the boys like closed it behind her or something. Cause you think she would be paranoid about that, but.
Yeah.
Especially because Ben, she caught her making out with him. So it's not, even though she says, like, these guys are barely boys to me, like, clearly Ben is attractive to you.
But it seemed like she likes Ben because he's her patient. And she was like, oh, I made the food less spicy for you. But, like, is he just ignoring that she caught them making out?
Yeah, I think she has bigger fish to fry these days.
Yeah, that's true. She does have a lot of things going on. And also, like, Trent has a much bigger role this season. So he is also – I thought they were only in a class with him because he, like, failed it the year before. But apparently they're, like, in a bunch of classes together.
Well, I think because they're in AP classes, so they probably, you know, like, are in senior classes or – electives. And so, and Trent's delightful. We need as much Trent as possible. So I think that's why they'll have an excuse to stick him in there.
Yeah. I'm not going to complain that that's unrealistic because I enjoy him so much.
Yes.
Do you find it weird that they're the really smart kids, but they're fine drinking?
Yes.
Okay.
Every time.
Well, like, you think he'd be so scared of, like, getting in trouble and, like, getting suspended or something.
And for all of them to be good with drinking. Because you would think, like, Davey is kind of rebellious, so maybe she would be fine with it. And Ben, I think, is allowed because he always has parties. So his parents are just super uninvolved. But, like, Fabiola, I would think she would be terrified.
Yeah. But so, then she was like, oh, let's do drinking game.
Yeah, I was shocked.
I don't know, maybe people are just like less concerned about.
Yeah, because I was super uptight and definitely
I was
not
so scared. I
was not doing
it
that.
Is not it's illegal. I can't, like, yeah, I think I thought I would get like arrested or something.
And you can get arrested for underage.
Yeah
So it is a big deal. I mean, guys, don't drink till you're 21.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
So then it turns out Davey is taking 11 classes, but she's also taking, like, art or something.
Yeah, she's taking, like, nature classes as buffers.
So, but she is allowed to take that many classes and he isn't?
I guess because she can manage it and that there's a super low workload in electives.
But I thought that it was really impressive for her to realize that Ben's schedule was like too much.
Yeah.
Very mature.
She's so cool.
And then her mom comes to get her for dinner because Dez's mom and him are eating with them. Okay, so what did you think of Raya before, like, the scene where we found out what she's really like? Like, were you suspicious?
Yes. I thought that they were going to hate each other because of their different, like, medical philosophies. So I never thought it was going to be, like, a good fit from the beginning.
I thought it was a little suspicious that, like, all of a sudden they were hanging out all the time. Like, I thought it was maybe going to be something like she... First, I thought maybe she was in love with her and they were going to go there, which I kind of hoped for. Or, like, I thought it was going to be some, like, medical practice thing where she was going to, like, try to take her patients.
Yes, like, or, like, try to get her products in, like, the waiting room for sale or something.
Oh, that! Yeah, that would make so much sense. Yeah. But, yeah, I didn't trust her. And then they make it clear that... I thought Ben did know about Dez, but they do the flashback that he was throwing up when they were dancing.
Yeah, he was in full competitive mode, trying to be a genius, and meanwhile getting blackout drunk.
Did he lose the game?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because Fabiola picked the subject.
Oh, is that what he said?
No, I'm pretty sure she brags about it.
Oh, okay. Trent is, like, already in it, like, fine, eating the food, eating with his hands.
I love Trent. I eat with my hands all the time. My husband always, makes fun of me because I never use knives. Like, I cut with the side of my fork. Mm-hmm. Trash.
Yeah. I think because I wasn't really encouraged to eat with my hand growing up, but, like, my parents did, and I always found it gross, or maybe I just wanted to be rebellious, so I didn't. But now I feel kind of bad sometimes because it actually is hard for me to eat with my hands because I just rarely do it.
Look at perfect etiquette.
I hate that Dez was like, oh yeah, my cell service, I don't think I got your text. Like, we are beyond that excuse now, okay? Like, everyone knows what that means.
Yeah, don't try to ghost me and then gaslight me in front of my parents. That's disgusting. Goodbye, Dez.
Yeah, and it's just like, that's like the weakest thing. You couldn't just say like, oh, I was really busy with school or something.
Or I was really nervous. Like, our moms have been hanging out.
And it was sad that Ben was feeling sorry for her.
Yeah, I know. Bennett, see, this is how you know Ben actually has true feelings for her, because he gives her advice on how to get a guy that he doesn't want her to be with and that he feels very competitive with. I mean, he starts speaking Mandarin.
That video was so funny.
So funny.
I didn't know, I feel like, before this, that Dez was a senior and that he got into Stanford early. For some reason, I thought they were the same grade.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
And then it's the scene with them at the lockers and they're talking about it. And it kind of looked like Davy's sweater had, like, Pac-Man, like, print. Did you notice that?
I didn't. That's so cute.
I have to go back and, like, notice the clothes, because I know Eleanor's clothes were, like, super elaborate this season. Yes. But I just, like, didn't really pay attention.
Had a huge fashion budget this year.
They must have. Yeah, for sure. Did you think Ben, when Ben said something about, like, you would have to give, he said, I think he said HJs and HJs to go to Stanford. Did you think of Bella and the katana?
I did. Mantra? I was like, it can be done with youthful wrists. It can be done in some Voltaren.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that had to be like a little, I don't know, wink from the writers for people who watch the other show. But that line about having dignity, I remember that from the trailer of this season. And then, did you watch Superstore?
No.
You should. It's like a half hour sitcom. Like, it's really funny. I think it's on Hulu now. I feel like it was like underappreciated. But
one season?
No, it was like five seasons.
Oh, okay. That's good. I'll watch that.
Yeah, yeah. That's where I first saw the actor who plays Trent. He was like one of the main character's foster kids or something. And one of the teachers this season was the one where the teacher where Ben forgot to do the extra assignment. She was also one of the characters from Superstore.
Oh my gosh. I feel like Mindy is super loyal and always rehires people. Like in the episode of Drunk History with Lin-Manuel Miranda, and he's like drunk calling Christopher Jackson. He's like, I got a job, you got a job. I feel like that's Mindy Kaling.
I have never seen that episode.
Please watch it. It's my favorite one of all time.
Well, I keep wanting to make a post with all the people who have been in her
BJ Novak's in all of them.
And Richa Morjani was in the Mindy Project.
Yes.
And there's some other ones. Anyways, post about that. Okay, so he's upset because he's going to get a B, but then he has this terrible stomach ache, and I think he said he thought his appendix burst.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would think. Maybe I would think, because like, it, I feel like it's always a thing on TV or in books, like someone has appendicitis.
Yeah, like Madeline. Ooh, ooh, my tummy.
Yeah.
When I was in Paris, did you watch that movie when you were younger? Did you love Madeline? I was obsessed with her.
I watched it, but I don't think I was
obsessed. Oh, so every single time that when I was in Paris and I would hear a siren, I would say, ooh, my tummy. And my husband was like, you have issues. Like, you are Pavlov's dog. You are conditioned by this movie. And I was like, I can't help it.
It's a very good movie.
It's so cute.
And then Paxton just happens to be kind of roaming the halls, like in the middle of class, and sees Ben, and picks him up. And then does he take him to the ER?
Yeah.
And, where was Patty? Like, they called but couldn't reach her?
Yeah, I have no idea. They called her his babysitter. So,
like, I mean, if his parents aren't there, she's in charge. Like, she should be reachable.
Yeah, you would think.
Very irresponsible.
Yeah. Maybe she was just, like, in a movie or something because he was at school. And, I mean, I guess she doesn't really have to do anything. I would probably leave my kid home alone. Like, if I was doing a quick trip, if they were a junior in high school, that's not – I feel like for the weekend, I would be like, you're fine. You drive. You have a ton of money. Here's your credit card. Order pizza. Love you.
Yeah. I mean, I would, but I would think that they hire someone to maybe they don't want him to be. I don't know.
Yeah. And I think, like you said, that she just does everything. So I think she's just on the staff, like maybe even lives there. Like they Zoila.
They probably do that thing where she's hired for one thing and they just make her do everything.
Yes. Yes.
What happened to Zoila?
She still watches Monroe. She's Monroe's nanny.
I thought they had a falling out.
They did, but they got back together. Don't worry. And then he let her retire, but then she came back to work for him.
But Jenny and him are still over.
Yes. Yeah. But he did admit he was wrong and that he would be open to talk. So I think – I'm hoping we have a reconciliation. How do you say that word? Reconciliation?
Yeah, but like – 10 years too late.
No, it's never too late when you have a multi-decade friendship with someone. That's real love.
Oh, Are you sympathetic to him?
Oh my God, I love Jeff Lewis.
Really?
Absolutely. He has a new show on Freevee. Highly recommend. So good.
Wait,
love,
what's
love,
it
love.
On?
It's like free. You watch it on Amazon, but it's like Freevee or something like the word free and then like VEE, like free TV, I'm guessing, but I don't know why they spell it like that.
Okay. Yeah. So wait, you don't think he's? I had to stop watching Flipping Out because he just.
Oh, I mean, he's a little nightmare, but I love him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can see his side. I mean, he has a lot of issues for sure.
Yeah.
And I think that he should be held accountable for his lash outs and on account of his rage. But
yeah.
I don't know. I always think it's hard when you watch someone for so long, you know, and when they're honest with camera and they're in therapy and trying to work, it's hard not to at least see the full picture. Even if you don't end up liking them or feel sympathetic, like you can understand why they are the way they are. Like Candace's mom. In Potomac.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, still don't like her, but, like, I can see why she is the way she is.
Oh, that's such a good example, because I totally know what you mean now.
Yeah, and I'm very entertained by Jeff Lewis, because he's hysterical. So yeah,
I do like watching. Whenever he is with Shannon, I love that.
Yeah, you should watch the new one, because it's really cute. It's way more upbeat, you know, it's fun. It's, like, the good parts of Jeff without, like, the dark, when he like went through his most dark days, darkest days.
Yeah.
Those
angriest times are scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll watch it if it's not that bad.
A Jeff Lewis podcast.
Well, I always end up listening to clips of that whenever it's like something interesting. Like,
yeah.
He's always just saying stuff. So
yeah. And I think that that's why that he's in a better place, because I think that in those really dark seasons, he was so stressed about money and a lot of people rely on him, you know, and I think
yeah.
he definitely took it out the most toxic, terrible way possible. But I think he's in a good, more secure place now because he has that podcast, and he has the radio show on Sirius on the Andy whatever station. So,
oh, okay,
yeah, and he gets really big celebrities.
Yeah, he does.
So,
do they all like him, or is it kind of like he gets it because it's like on like?
No, I think they all love him, and if you watch the show, you can see more of their dynamic, and it's good. It's cute. Love him.
So the doctor comes in and tells Ben that he's full of shit, literally.
Ben actually reminds me of Jeff Lewis.
Oh, do you think that would have happened to him?
Yeah, I could just, I like the way he's funny, snarky, but in a mean way. Yeah, I can see it. Very business oriented. He could be Jeff Lewis when he grows up.
Do we know what he wants to be? Is it a lawyer like his dad?
Yeah, I think he just wants to do everything his dad does.
So I thought Paxton was so sweet when he was like, I'm 18. I could stay with him.
Oh my gosh. So casually.
Yeah.
Like I'll be responsible for this other human that just called me an asshole earlier. Or no, not even an asshole. He called me a dumbass.
Dumbass.
That's worse. Yeah. Angel. Paxton is really sensitive.
He is. I mean, I don't want to say totally changed because probably like inside him the whole time, but like this was a big,
he's matured.
I'd be impressed.
We've known him for like 3 years now. You know, he's growing up.
So he's writing his essay, and Ben was like, "Oh, I can, you know, help you with that." And I did think it was funny where he was like, "Oh, you have an adopted sister? Oh, that's so, like that's so great."
Yes, it was hilarious because earlier in the episode, he tells Patty that he's like, "I can't slack off because." They don't, what do they say? Like, he said, they don't feel sympathetic for the ultra rich kids anymore. And my dad can't, like, pay my way onto a rowing team for my admission. I thought that was hilarious.
Wait, so is Ben rich enough to, like, have his dad buy a building or something?
Oh, for sure. I think that he was saying, because, you know, like, with Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin,
yeah.
Like, like legally people pay more attention now, I think is what he meant. He definitely could afford it.
So they're in the hospital and he helps them with the essay.
I didn't realize she was adopted. Did you know his sister was adopted?
I wonder if they mentioned it in season one. I'm not sure, but I just remember how the grandfather had, like, I don't remember what he had on his license plate. It wasn't Paxton, but, like, oh,
Grandpax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wait, what about the sister?
Well, I think that was his first grandkid.
Oh.
Paxton is how I took it.
Maybe he has another car.
Yeah. When you're the oldest, you're just the star.
Yeah. I didn't really take notes on what the essay ended up being about.
His sister and how she impacted him and, like, what he's learned from her.
Yeah, that seems very effective.
Mm-hmm.
And then his dad comes and is very sweet. And I didn't expect that. I thought they would do the dad just kind of brushing him off.
Me too. I was so surprised. And he didn't make it there until he was home already from the hospital. But I thought it was really nice that he took it seriously and was so kind to him.
How long do you think he was in the hospital and stuff? Because Arizona isn't that far away.
Yeah, I think that it was an outpatient procedure. Because all it was impacted poop.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I don't know how long that takes.
So I feel like that would probably be just like an outpatient procedure. So the surgery was probably a few hours. And then they really just had to wait for him to pass gas. So
another few hours, I guess.
Yeah. And you would think he would have a private plane or something. But maybe they didn't get a hold of them right away.
Yeah. Now I'm like, wait, is he actually a spy or something? And like, that's why they couldn't. I don't know, like, what if something seriously happened and his parents didn't get there for, like...
Yeah, well, I think that they just needed it for the story so we could have this Ben Pax moment, you know? Because if his parents came right away, then it would have just
no
been...
No story.
A... Yeah. Other than he's overloaded.
And it even went beyond, like, the chat with his dad, beyond, like, oh, you need to relax, I'll always be proud of you, by... his dad talking about his dad, like, mm-hmm. that was a moment.
Yeah, and I think that's so common. You know, you want to impress your parents, and a lot of times people aren't sensitive enough and have actual time, and you crave that, like, affirmation. And so that's, and now it's a cycle. And when he called Ben a brilliant boy and told him he loved him, I cried.
Ugh. I mean, the father relationships on this show are like a thing too, obviously, with Davey and now him.
Be a good daddy, everyone.
It's very important.
Seriously. You really fuck up your kids if you're not.
Yeah, definitely. And it doesn't matter if you're like a daughter or son.
Yeah. And if you're rich or poor, like this kid is rich as shit and he literally hasn't used the bathroom for 16 days.
Yeah. And I'm sure he has all, like, the, you know, any meal available to him. And he's just shoving down his Slim Jims. Or, I'm sorry, meat sticks.
Yeah, his meat sticks.
So now Ben has helped Paxton and Davey. I wrote down, I love a Froyo date. Why did I write that down?
Because Davey took Ben's advice and just texted Dez and asked him if he wanted to get Froyo.
Oh, that is a very cute date.
Yeah, that's cute. I would be, well, I mean, I guess they're young. Not, yeah, they're very young.
Yeah, not a drinking party. Just have some froyo.
Who pays?
I don't know. Do they split it?
Yeah. It's hard when you're young.
Yeah, I wonder if, like, the, you know, the guy always has to pay thing is, like, a part of Gen Z.
Oh, definitely not, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming not, yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like that our generation started, like, splitting checks, and then what's after? Wait, it's millennials, then Gen Z?
I think so.
Okay, I was like, is there a generation in between? Yeah, so I would think that they would be fully independent and woke.
Yes.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
And then we get even more Trent when he hugs Ben and he's like, thanks for helping my friend out.
Yes, I thought that was so cute. Any friend of Paxton is a friend of mine. And then he lets him sit with them. You can sit with us.
Yeah. But like, I never know what, like, when this is. Like, is it before class or, like...
Yeah, like, I don't know. I mean, we used to get, like, a morning break and then lunch and then maybe that's all. So I don't know.
Well,
maybe
whatever. We need this space for them to have these casual conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also when Ben's like, I'm going to drop the class. I think he said calculus and maybe something
else. Yeah,
he
dropped two. Yeah, like calc and I can't remember the other one. But and he adds art studio.
So actually studio art is also an AP class, but I don't think he is taking that.
Yeah, I think he's just taking it as like a beginner.
Which maybe he has a love interest there.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, what do you think's going to happen with that? I think they just wanted, like, I don't know. I don't see it going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't see it going anywhere either, especially how the season ends.
Yeah.
Because he did ask her out, but then, you know.
Also, I think Build-A-Bear is a cute date.
Oh, my God. I would live for a Build-A-Bear, but they're really expensive.
That's what I was thinking. They're like $100.
Yeah. Like, oh, wow. Yeah, that would be really cute. But, yeah. Thank Obviously, you. I think there's going to be more Ben and Davey next season. Complications. Because he offers her his meat stick.
You should have written that on the paper. One free meat stick.
One free meat stick. Take it as you will.
So do you think Paxton's going to be in next season?
If so, I think just here and there. I don't think we're going to get every episode Paxton.
Yeah, I'm curious how they end up doing it.
Maybe he'll, like, show up at a party or something, because Trent obviously will still be there. So maybe we'll get that link or something.
We'll get scenes of them hanging out in his garage or whatever.
Yeah. Or maybe his dorm. Like, maybe they'll do a trip to his dorm and go to a college party.
Yeah. Though basically their parties are very mature.
Yeah. I definitely wasn't. Well, I was invited to parties like that. But me and my best friends would stay home and eat Gino's pizza and drink Sunkist and learn the choreography from Disney movies like High School Musical.
And yeah, Hannah exactly. Montana. And yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. That is actually more fun than, you know.
Like, yeah. Way more fun. We still do it.
Yeah. It's fun. And Froyo dates.
Yeah, Froyo, Build-A-Bear. Yeah, sign me up. Oh, my God. Speaking of, my niece got a Build-A-Bear recently, but then she also got an American Girl doll. That's also a date I would love to go to.
I would love that.
The cafe. We can oh, my God. How cute would that be to have tea? You can get you can go to the salon and get matching hairdos with your American Girl.
That is so cute. I mean, I never had one because they were too expensive. But, like, I guess I bitched about it a lot because a few years ago my mom was like, I feel bad I never got you one. Like,
wow.
She was also kind of against dolls in general. So I had all the books.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
And she was like, I'll buy you one for Christmas. But then Molly was my favorite and they don't make Molly anymore.
Oh, my gosh. What a sin. I love Molly, too. That my friend had Molly. I had Kirsten. My sister was obsessed, I think, with Samantha. We loved Addie. We stood Addie in our house. Yeah, I loved every single one of them. Is there a bad American Girl? No, they're amazing. They have such powerful stories. Everyone, that's what your next podcast should be. After you finish all the Babysitters Club, let's do the American Girl dolls book.
Oh my gosh, we should.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like people didn't really read. When I hear people talking about them, it doesn't seem like the books were that big of a deal to everyone.
I love the books.
Yeah, I love the books.
I read every one. They're Sabina, so like, oh, wow. Well, probably we need to read more of them because a lot of new ones came out after us. Like, I never read about Kit because I was already
what
older.
What time period is
Kit? I think she's 70s. And I think there's a few more that are new.
Josefina was like, I don't think I knew that much about her because it was like when I was not as into them.
You were getting older, yeah. Yeah. I just remember Kit came out after my heyday because we used to even get – actually, I still get the American Girl catalog.
Oh my God, I was obsessed with that catalog.
Yeah, me too. I still am. Still receive.
I wouldn't mind getting it.
It's good. It's so good. And I have a goddaughter and a niece, and so I always want to, you know, get them American Girl stuff. But
oh, okay. So that's, yeah.
But highly recommend. It's great viewing. I might just. The outfits are adorable.
I love the outfits.
Yeah.
So that was episode 6. I liked the spotlight on Ben, and then we see the effects in the rest of the season where he's just like a lot more mellow.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell everyone how they can listen to your podcast?
You can listen to Housewives Heretics anywhere you podcast. Right now we're covering season 2 of OC with the OG and her family van.
Which iconic season.
So good. I think that I thought that this was the first season. Like when it's I was, you know, season? Think back. No, it's the second season.
Really?
Yes. That's why when we watched this, because it's episode 2 of the second season, and I was literally doing my rewatch, and I texted Josh. I was like, this is a family van episode? I wasn't even ready.
Wait, is this the season where Lori starts working for Vicky?
That was season 1. Now she's already met George. She was rich, she was poor, and now she's rich again, and she has to say, having money is easier.
And she's still with him? Like,
Yep, they're raising Josh, her son Josh, they adopted his daughter.
That whole situation's so sad.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, listen along as we tell all these people, and you can follow us on Instagram at housewivesheretics_.
And you can find me on Instagram at Project Mindy. I also have some merch in my shop, and you can find that at projectmindy.com. You can also see some items on my profile when you click view shop, but for some reason, only the mugs are showing up now. So you should go to projectmindy.com. And please, share this podcast, rate and review it. It makes a huge difference. And thanks for joining me, Kalindi.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye, everyone.